Okay, hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. We're here, home of music and art, PS 64 for Young Minds, Tompkins Square Middle School. And we're going here for Principal of the Day. Here we go.
And thank you for having me here today. I really enjoyed meeting all of you.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to Abby Raven. Hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, I'm very honored to have you on the line here and to talk about a wonderful outreach happening here in New York area. Abby is the chairman of A&E Networks. She's a do-gooder. She's going to return to her alma mater high school, the Humanities of Arts Magnet High School in Queens, and we're going to talk about pencil. She's going to be a principal for a day. I've been a principal for a day a few times, and boy, is it exciting. So, Abby, tell us the good news here.
So, well, Pencil, you know, is a phenomenal organization that works very closely with New York City Public Schools to bridge relationships between corporations, between individuals, with artists, with people that have an opportunity to contribute to both the principals and students in New York City schools. This is an organization that has been around for 25 years, but we have recently rejuvenated a wonderful program called Principal for a Day. And what Principal for a Day does is actually bring executives and CEOs and others into a school to work closely with principals, to share mentorship, to share ideas with students. I've been on the board of Pencil for many years, and I was attracted to it because I myself am a New York City school graduate. I went through New York City public schools through my entire life. And I'm a big advocate of public schools. And there was really felt that there was a need to connect with schools and bring something a little bit different than what students are engaged in on a daily basis. So, for example, at A&E Networks, we started going to my alma mater, which was the Humanities and Arts High School in Queens. And it was an opportunity for kids to learn a little bit about corporations, to learn about office work, to learn about what kind of employment opportunities there were for them when they graduated high school, and also to encourage them in terms of what was important for them as they're going through high school, what kind of skills to learn, to hone, so that they could be more employable when they graduated.
And the schools really organize, at least in when I have did it in the past, out in Brooklyn near Sheepshead Bay, they brought this all the students into the auditorium. I think it was two sessions, and I got a lot of letters back from students, and Pencil themselves, I believe, have somewhere here some kind of a appreciation letter. The organization itself is very professional, so I think it just carries itself through, right? What's your
thought? Right. Yes. Well, we've actually developed a more extensive program than just going for the day. So I think the day is an opportunity for you to get engaged with a school, and every school does it slightly differently. Some have an auditorium, filled with students and have the executive speak to them. Others schools orient you to go to different classrooms. In many of my visits, I do both, and I visit classrooms. I spend some time with the student council. Sometimes I speak at an assembly. And sometimes I spend time alone with the principal or the senior leadership of the school. So it varies from school to school. And what we really try to do as well is once you get engaged with a school on that visit, very often we try to help you build a partnership with that school. So for us at A&E Networks, that's what happened. I was there for a day. I had a wonderful experience. But then we started to bring employees to the school, let's say once a month, or have students come to our offices once a month and give them some other opportunities. What was wonderful about bringing students to our offices, for many of our students, it was the first time that they had ever been in an office building. We talked about what it was like to start to build a resume for when you are looking for a job. We gave support in terms of kids working on their college applications, a whole host of opportunities. So what we try to do at Pensil is not just principal for a day, but to extend that throughout the year. And many corporations have found that it has been invaluable to their employees to have them engaged with students and also giving them an opportunity to give back in some way that isn't just financial, but to give of themselves. And we find that, you know, the current generation really wants to do that. And so we provide an opportunity for that as well.
Well, it's a win-win, right? I love to have interns. Yes. I've got about 300 interns over my business. And mm-hmm. I'm always learning. We learn from them, right? They're young.
That's
and they're
exactly right.
And the ones that actually will come out to do that, by far, there's the, you know, they're volunteering to a certain degree. They're not, in essence, getting credits. It's a serious, serious involvement. And you have to be serious with them, too, right? It's not filing
only. Yes, absolutely. That's exactly right. And the win-win for a company, for example, this is the future workforce of New York City.
Sure.
So it gives you a chance to work closely with young people. Understand what skills they need, encourage them to gain other skills that will make them more employable when they do graduate, and also share what we need as a company, what kind of people we're looking for, as well as on the other side for students to get an experience that they've never had, and give them ideas about jobs in the future. At Humanities and Arts, there's a wonderful arts program. Phenomenal mm-hmm. teacher runs the program, and a lot of these kids are extremely talented in terms of drawing and painting. And while many of them want to be artists, they're also trying to say, well, how am I going to survive? What kind of career can I have? And we were able to provide an experience to share, look, this is what happens in a company. Many companies have graphic arts departments. They have a marketing department. They need people that can do all kinds of, you know, graphic work on brochures and materials. And for many of those students, they've never thought of that as a possibility. And so it gives them an opportunity to see outside of their sphere what may be available to them to strive for in the future.
So do you actually utilize some of the material? Do you put it anywhere? Because I see a lot of the media, larger media companies, some of the greatest in the world, are sending some of their executives to the schools. Are you able to do that as well?
Yes. No, that is exactly what we do. So we have students, we have executives that love to do this, and they go into the schools. Some of them go to the high school that I mentioned. We also are involved with a school on the Lower East Side, an elementary school that is also focused on trying to develop an arts program, and we have executives that go down there as well. The beauty of that is, you know, they become mentors to these students, and everybody needs a mentor or a role model, and they really do provide that for many of these students. And it's extremely rewarding for the mentor as well.
Wow. Yeah, and the New York City Department of Education is a wonderful partner, I see here, with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They have embraced this, and they are extremely supportive, along with the principals and supervisors. And without their support, we wouldn't be invited into the schools. They've really made us welcome and encouraging many of the schools that have not become involved with us to understand the value of an organization like PENSIL.
Paul, I just wanted to add that Abby's leadership has and commitment to mentorship has really infused our company. And one of the things that we've also been able to do in terms of the partnership is bring a lot of the values and kind of outreach priorities that we have here back into the school. So an example is at PS64, the school on the Lower East Side, we have a program connecting veterans to schools so that schools can learn about, students can learn about service and hear from people who have served our country. So we brought a veteran there who has a service dog as part of, it's part of America's Vet Dogs program. So we did that around Veterans Day with PS64, and it was a great kind of way to share with them another one of our priorities. They really loved it. The students performed for Joe Worley, who is the veteran who came with us. And then they also got to learn a lot from Joe about service. He went around to several classrooms, and they got to learn about, you know, why people have service dogs, and it was just a really kind of all-around great program. And then that school is going to be coming here to our office. The Humanities and the Arts High School will be coming here in next month, and so will PS64, so that they can learn, you know, from different departments here about their commitments. Abby's dedication to education is something that has really been infused throughout the company, and it kind of goes both ways in terms of having people come into our office and then having our employees go out into the schools and share our programs.
Yay! I offer to broadcast anything you want. It's good news as good news as could ever be, and I think it's very, very important that, in essence, one, the world, even our own community here in New York, one, realizes how many various types of schools we do have right here in New York to begin with. Secondly, there is so much good happening in our schools, you know, that I think sometimes we all know a couple of bad stories sometimes outweigh how much good is happening, how many great teachers there are, how many great programs there are. And this is just another a good example, great extension, corporate social responsibility, all coming together and doing good, and should be the front page of all the newspapers.
Yeah. Can I mention one other story that's going to take place tomorrow, which is there's a new musical on Broadway called The Prom, which has a New York Times pick. It's gotten rave reviews. And several of the young cast members of that musical are going to go with one of the principals for a day, executives, to Talent Unlimited High School in Manhattan, which is a school dedicated to serving kids that are interested in the performing arts. And so these young ensemble players at the prom are going to meet with aspiring actors and dancers from Talent Unlimited and share their stories about their journey in getting to Broadway. A couple of them have just made their Broadway debut just a few months ago. They're young, and so they have a wonderful story to share with these young students. So it's another example where PENSIL is bringing together vital people in New York City. In this case, actors that are on Broadway currently in a musical going into a school and working with students that are aspiring to be on Broadway. So it's another example of the synergy that an organization like Pencil can bring.
Well, Abby, you're a leader, and you help to give insight. I'm all smiles. I'm all goosebumps here. I mean, it's enlightening and exciting, and I really, because my daughter's a Brooklyn girl, and went to Murrow into the school system, and for this kind of outreach here in our community, it's just wonderful, and thank you for help invigorating it, and Kim, thank you for sharing that as well. Let me ask you just one question, because I really could talk to you and hear and listen for a long, long time. But you're a busy executive running a company. We're involved with the International Day of Peace, September 21st, and we do some bunch of things. That movie.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. The International what?
The Day of Peace, World Peace Day, the United Nations International Day of Peace. Mm-hmm. And so I've asked thousands of people what does peace mean to them, and. And if you wouldn't mind sharing, Abby or Kim, you're welcome to as well. What does peace mean to you guys, in any aspect, in any thought?
What's peace? Well, there's all kinds of peace. There's world peace. There's domestic peace. There's private peace. I think peace is clearly something that we all strive for in a world where, we can actually try to get along. And, it's complex. It's not easy. But I think everybody in their heart, believes that there's a way for us someday to really live in a world at peace.
Uh-huh. Okay, very beautiful. Kim, did you want to share anything?
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And the principal at the school, PS64, said something really thoughtful when we were there with the veteran. What he said to the students was, the way that you can honor people's service is by living your life and by thriving in your own life. And I think, to me, peace is people being able to live their lives and thrive on a daily basis. And, in the absence of conflict and war, what all societies are able to do is to thrive and live, to live a daily life that has meaning and that is full of basic enjoyments. And I think that's, ultimately what we would hope for everybody in the world to be able to have is, just to be able to live their lives and be happy and find extraordinary moments in the ordinary of their daily life. And when people aren't able to do that because they're in a conflict zone or they are, pulled in between bigger forces that are not of their own making, it's really a tragedy for humanity. So I think that, as much as people are able to thrive daily, that is a model for peace that we could aspire to.
Wow, great. Thank you very much, both of you, for sharing good news with us and your good personal social responsibility and other good things that you both are doing, and A&E Network as major outreach here. So thanks for sharing your good news with us. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you. You're very, okay. very welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.